The Adventures of Sally by P.G. Wodehouse. Chapter 1. Sally Gives a Party. 1. Sally looked contentedly down the long table. She felt happy at last. Everybody was talking and laughing now, and her party, rallying after an uncertain start, was plainly the success she'd hoped it would be. The first atmosphere of uncomfortable restraint, caused, she was only too well aware, by her brother Fillmore's white evening waistcoat, had worn off, and the male and female patrons of Mrs. Meecher's select boarding-house, transient and residential, were themselves again. At her end of the table, the conversation had turned once more to the great vital topic of Sally's legacy, and what she ought to do with it. The next best thing to having money of one's own is to dictate the spending of somebody else's, and Sally's guests were finding a good deal of satisfaction in arranging a budget for her. Rumour, having put the sum at their disposal at a high figure, their suggestions had a certain spaciousness.
"Let me tell you," said Augustus Bartlett briskly, "what I'd do if I were you."
Augustus Bartlett, who occupied an intensely subordinate position in the firm of Kahn, Morris and Brown, the Wall Street brokers, always affected a brisk, incisive style of speech, as befitted a man in close touch with the great ones of finance.
"I'd sink a couple of hundred thousand in some good safe bond issue. We've just put one out which you would do well to consider, and play about with the rest. When I say play about, I mean have a flutter in anything good that crops up. Multiple steel's worth looking at. They tell me it'll be up to 150 before next Saturday."
Elsa Doland, the pretty girl with the big eyes who sat on Mr. Bartlett's left, had other views.
"Buy a theatre, Sally, and put on good..."